Workers at the wastewater treatment plant site are busy pouring concrete for the building's water tanks and foundations. City manager Chris Laddick says they'll be able to start building the actual structure of the plant in the next month.
You know, they had planned on being further along than they are, but I don't think it's going to impact the total schedule.
The plant has to be online by the end of 2015, as mandated by a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency. Meanwhile, Laddick says they're working on another issue, one that was never supposed to be a part of the project. They're trying to add up the cost of issues with blasting work done at the site last year. Advanced Blasting was originally hired to carve out a hole for the wastewater treatment plant's foundations, but the city says they blasted too deep and too wide and left behind explosive materials, including sticks of dynamite. And contractors on the project say it's cost them at least $1.6 million and counting to deal with the issues. In some cases, the city's agreed to pay what they're asking. They granted a $340,000 change order to Alaska Mechanical, the lead contractor at the wastewater plant, to fill in the overblasted area. But Northern Mechanical, the subcontractor at the plant, is asking for a lot more, $1.3 million to be exact. Laddick says the company did face a lot of extra work. They had to deal with the overblasting and the abandoned explosives at the site.
It was completed last July and August, I believe, the work. You know, they would find a blasting material and then they'd stop work and have to deal with it. So there's a lot of starts and stops.
Northern Mechanical hasn't been paid for that extra work yet because the city wants more details on why it cost so much.
We're saying, wow, that's a lot of money. Okay, show us your backup. Show us your time card. Show us how many trucks you used, all that kind of stuff. That's well within our rights to do that.
Either way, it's not just financial cost from blasting issues that's adding up at the wastewater plant. It's costing time, too. Laddick says Alaska Mechanical wants to add extra days on the end of their contract to make up for the delays. He says that shouldn't be a problem. The city built a buffer into their construction schedule so they could meet the EPA's deadline even if they ran into problems. But all those problems have had a ripple effect, and it's spread to another municipal project, the landfill expansion. Dynamite wrappers turned up in piles of rock there last month, bringing work to a halt. The contaminated rock had come from the wastewater treatment plant, and Northern Alaska, the contractor that was supposed to use the rock to expand the landfill, needed to clean it up. Laddick says they asked for $2.3 million extra to do it.
That was just to go through 40,000 yards of rock, and they were going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, make sure there wasn't anything in it. They had like $4,000 a day for a powderman to be on site. And they estimated 60 days to go through the pile.
The city thought that was too expensive, so they canceled the contract altogether. The project will go back out to bid in the next week or so. Whoever picks it up will also have to deal with the contaminated rocks. That'll all make up the total price of the blasting issues at the wastewater plant. Once the city approves the contractor's requests and tallies the final cost, Laddick says they'll bring it to Advanced Blasting and start looking at getting paid back.
Yeah, we're going to sit down with them and talk about it, that's for sure.
That conversation won't involve lawyers, at least not at first. But with projects worth more than $23 million total and several companies' reputations at stake, Laddick says it's a definite possibility down the road. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.